Greetings in the name of Jesus this morning. Let's bow our heads for a word of prayer. Father, we come before you this morning hour and we want to thank you for the opportunity that you've given us to come and worship you this morning and to look into your word. And I just pray, Father, that you would come and be in our midst as I share this morning, Father. I pray you just anoint my lips and help me to be able to convey the message that you laid on my heart. And just pour your Holy Spirit upon our hearts, we pray in Jesus' name. Amen. So this morning, I often either like to start out with a story or something like that, but this morning I want to look at a particular word in the Bible, and I'm going to end up looking at it in a very specific sense of the word. As I was studying, in the beginning of the studying, this word is found several places in the Bible, and one of the Hebrew words that is translated into this word that I plan on speaking about, I found to be quite interesting. This Hebrew word, unlike a lot of words, actually has two completely opposite meanings. And it is translated several places in the Old Testament both ways. I want to start out my message by looking at several of the verses where this word is used the opposite of what I plan to preach about this morning. There they are. Thank you. They were about hiding from me. So I would like to read the verse and then write the word from the verse on the board here. And later on in my message, I'll come back to these words. And the Lord said, because the cry of Sodom and Gomorrah is great, and because their sin is very grievous. The word is grievous. I don't know if it's going to be big enough. Very grievous. Now the eyes of Israel were dim for age, so that he could not see, and he brought them near unto him, and he kissed them and embraced them. What is dim? Is this too dim for you to see? So we are grievous and dim. In Exodus, this isn't Pharaoh, not Pharaoh. This isn't Pharaoh. Well, it is, but a different Pharaoh. It says, let there more work be laid upon the men, that they may labor therein, and let them not regard vain words. This word is laid upon. And Pharaoh sent, and behold, there was not one of the cattle of the Israelites dead, and the heart of Pharaoh was hardened, and he did not let the people go. What is hardened? But the Amorites would dwell in Mount Heres in Eljalon and in Shibim. Yet the hand of the house of Joseph prevailed, so that they became tributaries. What is prevailed? And there came against Gibeah had 10,000 chosen men out of all Israel, and the battle was sore. But they knew not that evil was near them. The word is sore. But the hand of the Lord was heavy upon them of Ashdod, and he destroyed them and smote them with emrods, even Ashdod and the coasts thereof. And the same word is used in this next verse as well. So they sent and gathered together all the lords of the Philistines and said, "Send away the ark of God of Israel, and let it go again to its own place, that it slay us not, and our people. For there was a deadly destruction throughout all the city. The hand of God was very heavy there." That was very heavy. And the king said to Absalom, "Nay, my son, let us not all go now, lest we be chargeable unto thee." And he pressed him, howbeit he would not go, but blessed him. Now, what is chargeable? Nevertheless, the dimness shall not be such as was in her vexation, when at the first he lightly afflicted the land of Zebulun and the land of Naphtali, and afterward did more grievously afflict her by the way of the sea beyond Jordan and Galilee of the nations. What is afflict? And the last one is, but they refused to hearken and pulled away the shorter and stopped their ears that they should not hear. The word is stopped. Now I want to ask you a question. What word is this word? What is the opposite of that word? Brother Henry, you used that word this morning. The word honor. The word honor. This morning, the title of my message is Honoring Our Spiritual King. Honoring Our Spiritual King. This word honor means, and now the words I'm going to give you for the word honor is a couple of different Hebrew and Greek words, the meanings combined. It's not specifically this word that I was talking about, but it is included. The word honor means glorify, make glorious, make beautiful, to lift up to a height of splendor, esteem, value, revere, respect, to yield and submit to exalt, to put value on, to reverence, to entertain the most exalted thoughts of, to worship, to adore, to place value on, and to prize. Honor is the highest degree of respect and reverence. Respect mingled with some degree of awe, a feeling or sentiment excited by the dignity and superiority of a person, or by the sacredness of his character. The bottom of my message this morning started off as being twofold. Number one, are we honoring our spiritual king? Number two, are we honoring our earthly king? However, this morning I felt led to only share on honoring our spiritual king. I plan on sharing with you verses that show us that God wants to be honored, examples of people who were punished for not honoring God, exhortations to honor God, and ways to honor God. It is my desire that we, the people of God, will lift him up in our everyday lives to such a high place of honor that will cause all men to want to get to know and follow our King. God wants to be honored. Malachi 1:6 says, "A son honoreth his father, and a servant his master. If then I be a father, where is mine honor? And if I be a master, where is my fear? Saith the Lord of hosts unto you, O priests that despise my name, and you say, wherein have we despised thy name?" Do you see the heart of God that he desires to be honored? Isaiah 42:8, "I am the Lord, that is my name, and my glory I will not give to another, neither my praise to graven images." Ezekiel 28:22, "And say, thus saith the Lord God, behold, I am against thee, O Zidon, and I will be glorified in the midst of thee, and they shall know that I am the Lord, when I have executed judgment in her, and shall be sanctified in her." Ezekiel 39:13, "Yea, all the people of the land shall bury them, and it shall be to them a renown, the day that I shall be glorified, saith the Lord." Malachi 2:1-2, "And now, O ye priests, this commandment is for you. If ye will not hear, if ye will not lay it to heart, to give glory unto my name, saith the Lord of hosts, I will even send a curse upon you, and I will curse your blessings. Yea, I have cursed them already, because you do not lay it to heart." I want you to take a look at some examples of people who did not honor God and the punishment that God brought to them. First one is a short passage found in Acts chapter 12, verses 21 through 23. There's a couple of short verses. "And upon a set day, Herod, arrayed in royal apparel, sat upon his throne, and made an orientation unto them. And the people gave a shout, saying, It is the voice of a God, and not of man. And immediately the angel of the Lord smote him, because he gave not God the glory. And he was eaten of worms, and gave up the ghost." Turn with me to 1 Samuel chapter 2. 1 Samuel chapter 2, verses 27 to 31. "And there came a man of God unto Eli, and said unto him, Thus saith the Lord, Did I plainly appear unto the house of thy father when they were in Egypt in Pharaoh's house? And did I choose him out of all the tribes of Israel to be my priest, to offer upon mine altar, to burn incense, to wear an ephod before me? And did I give unto the house of thy father all the offerings made by fire of the children of Israel? Wherefore kick ye at my sacrifices and at mine offerings which I commanded in my habitation, and honorest thy sons above me, to make yourselves fat with the chiefest of all the offerings of Israel my people? Wherefore the Lord God of Israel said, I said indeed that thy house and the house of thy father should walk before me forever. But now the Lord saith, Be it far from me, for them that honor me I will honor, and they that despise me shall be lightly esteemed. Behold, the days come that I will cast off thine arm and the arm of thy father's house, and there shall not be an old man in thine house." God says here, them that honor him, he will honor. And those that do not honor him, he'll cast them out. Leviticus 10:1-3, "And Nadab and Abihu, the sons of Aaron, took either of them his censer, and put fire therein, and put incense thereon, and offered strange fire before the Lord, which he commandeth them not. And there went out fire from the Lord and devoured them, and they died before the Lord. Then Moses said unto Aaron, this is that the Lord spake, saying, I will be sanctified in them that come nigh me, and before all the people I will be glorified. And Aaron held his faith, peace. Deuteronomy 28:58-59. If thou wilt not observe to do all the works of this law that are written in this book, that thou mayest fear this glorious and faithful name, the Lord thy God, then the Lord will make thy plagues wonderful, and the plagues of thy seed, even great plagues, and of long continuance, and sore sicknesses, and of long continuance. God wants us to fear his glorious and fearful name, says here. I want to next take a look at some exhortations to honor God. Also, there's some verses of just kind of examples of people just crying out an exhortation to God. First Chronicles 16:23-31. You can turn with me to there. 1 Chronicles 16:23-31. Sing unto the Lord, all the earth. Show forth from day to day his salvation. Declare his glory among the heathen, his marvelous works among all nations. For great is the Lord and greatly to be praised. He also is to be feared above all gods, for all the gods of the people are idols. But the Lord made the heavens. Glory and honor are in his presence. Strength and gladness are in his place. Give unto the Lord, ye kindreds of the people. Give unto the Lord glory and strength. Give unto the Lord the glory due unto his name. Bring an offering and come before him. Worship the Lord in the beauty of holiness. Fear before him all the earth. The world also shall be stable, that it shall not be moved. Let the heavens be glad, and let the earth rejoice. And let men say among the nations, the Lord reigneth. Do you hear the exhortation of God out of the scriptures here? To sing unto the Lord, declare his glory among the heathen. For the Lord is great and greatly to be praised. Glory and honor are in his presence. Give unto the Lord the glory due unto his name. This passage is just full of exhortations to us to honor God, to honor our spiritual King. Sing forth the honor of his name. Make his praise glorious. Let my mouth be filled with thy praise and with thy honor all the day. I will speak of the glorious honor of thy majesty and of thy wondrous works. Now unto the King eternal, immortal, invisible, the only wise God, be what? Be honor and glory forever and ever. Amen. Thou art worthy, O Lord, to receive glory and honor and power. Why? For thou hast created all things, and for thy pleasure they are and were created. And I beheld, and I heard the voice of many angels round about the throne, and the beasts and the elders, and the number of them were 10,000 times 10,000, and thousands, saying with a loud voice, Worthy is the Lamb that was slain to receive power and riches and wisdom and strength and honor and glory and blessing. And every creature which is in heaven and on the earth and under the earth, and such as are in the sea, and all that are in them, heard I saying, blessing and honor and glory and power be unto him that sitteth upon the throne and unto the Lamb forever and ever. And after these things, I heard a great voice of much people in heaven saying, Alleluia, salvation and glory and honor and power unto the Lord our God. Let us be glad and rejoice and give honor to him, for the marriage of the Lamb is come, and his wife hath made herself ready. Who shall not fear thee, O Lord, and glorify thy name? For thou only art holy. For all nations shall come and worship before thee, for thy judgments are made manifest. God is holy. That's one reason he wants to be honored. Ye that fear the Lord, praise him. Are ye the seed of Jacob, glorify him, and fear him, are ye seed of Israel. Therefore shall the strong people glorify thee. The city of the terrible nations shall fear thee. Thou hast increased the nation, O Lord. Thou hast increased the nation. Thou art glorified. Thou hast removed it far unto all the ends of the earth. I will praise thee, O Lord my God, with all my heart. And I will glorify thy name forever. Bless the Lord, O my soul. O Lord my God, thou art very great. Thou art clothed with honor and majesty. So we looked at the exhortation or the call for us to glorify for us to honor our spiritual king. I struggle how to share the burden of my message here, but I want to take a look at this list here and contrast it to what we are supposed to do. The word grievous, that's kind of like a burden, sadness that come upon our hearts. Grievous. In this case, the sin, the cry of Sodom, their sin was very grievous. It was very heavy. It was very bothersome to God. It says their sin was very grievous. But do we in our daily lives, and God has been speaking to me this past week as I was studying this, do I in my daily life, do I seek to magnify God into that intensity of these words? Do I seek to give God the highest degree of respect and reverence, just like the eyes were dim with age? We know that when Pharaoh said to the children of Israel, the men of Israel, oh, you're just taking up, you're just here with excuses. I'm going to take away the straw from you. You had to go find your own straw. That's what it's talking about when it laid it upon them, the work. Laid it, made it oppressive down. He oppressed them. In the same way, in contrast, are we making God beautiful in the same way they made them heavy? Are we making God beautiful? You see that Pharaoh hardened his heart. It became hard. It says God hardened his heart. Pharaoh hardened his heart. Are we esteeming God? in that same intensity? Do you understand what I'm trying to convey this morning? Do you understand how these words, and it's the same word as in the, it does, the some verses I read this morning are all the same word. It's the same word honor as this word is, exact same Hebrew word. So when I saw that, it's like afflict. Afflict, is that something pleasurable to you, to be afflicted? By the same, in the same exact way, only in the opposite sense. Are we valuing God this morning? Are we valuing God? Are we reverencing Him? Are we entertaining? Are we entertaining the most exalted thoughts of God this morning in this way? You are beautiful beyond description, too marvelous for words, too wonderful for comprehension, like nothing ever seen or heard. Who can grasp your infinite wisdom? Who can fathom the depth of your love? You are beautiful beyond description, majesty enthroned above. And I stand in all of you. I stand in all of you. Holy God, to all praises due, I stand in all of you. That's God's heart for us. Are we standing in awe of God this morning? And not only are we standing in awe in our own spiritual lives this morning, but as I go tomorrow morning to work and I talk on the phone, or a customer comes, do I esteem God before them and lift Him up? I want to talk about ways to honor God. There's several different ways that I found to honor God. First one is keep your heart close to God. Isaiah 29:13. Wherefore the Lord said, for as much as this people draw near me with their mouth and with their lips do honor me, but have removed their heart far from me, and their fear toward me is taught by the precept of men. From that verse I get God saying is, you say with your mouth, you love me, you honor me with your mouth, but with your heart and your life, you're dishonoring me. I see that God is saying, keep your heart close to me. Keep your heart close to me. We honor God by honoring the Son. John 5:23, that all men should honor the Son, even as they honor the Father. He that honoreth not the Son, honoreth not the Father which has sent him. So if we make light the Son of God, we dishonor God. If we honor the Son, we are honoring God. Next way to honor God is do His will. Isaiah 58:13-14. Excuse me. If thou turn away thy foot from the Sabbath, from doing thy pleasure on my holy day, and call the Sabbath a delight, the holy of the Lord, honorable, and shalt honor Him. Now listen to these next phrases. Not doing thine own ways, nor finding thine own pleasure, nor speaking thine own words. Then shalt thou delight thyself in the Lord, and I will cause thee to ride upon the high places of earth, and feed thee with the heritage of Jacob thy father, for the mouth of the Lord has spoken it. Did you catch that? To do his will brings honor to God. If you shall honor him, not doing your own ways, nor finding thine own pleasure, nor speaking thine own words. The next one was a little bit of a, I never would have thought of this before. A way to honor God is to be converted. Jeremiah chapter 33:7-9. And I will cause the captivity of Judah and the captivity of Israel to return, and will build them as at the first, and I will cleanse them from all their iniquity whereby they have sinned against me, and I will pardon all their iniquities whereby they have sinned, and whereby they have transgressed against me. And it shall be to me a name of joy, a praise and an honor before all the nations of the earth, which shall hear all the good that I do unto them, and they shall fear and tremble for all the goodness and for all the prosperity that I procure unto it. This passage is specifically talking about the return of the children of Israel, but I do believe it applies to us today, that when we come to God for salvation, it brings him honor. Excuse me. The next one is do good works. And there's several passages under this heading. First one is Matthew 5, verse 16. Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father which is in heaven. Excuse me. It's a command. It's not an option. It's a command from God to let our light so shine before men that they may see our good works and glorify your Father which is in heaven. So our good works brings glory, causes other people to glorify God. For ye are bought with a price. Therefore glorify God in your body and in your spirit, which are God's. Whether therefore ye eat or drink, or whatsoever ye do, do all to the glory of God. Having your conversation honest among the Gentiles, that whereas they speak against you as evildoers, they may by your good works which they shall behold glorify God in the day of visitation. If ye love me, keep my commandments. Herein is my Father glorified, that ye bear much fruit, so shall ye be my disciples. God is glorified when we bring forth much fruit. The next point is I have under this heading is be unified. Romans 15 verse 6 says that ye may with one mind and one mouth glorify God, even the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. So it says if we have one mind and one mouth, that brings God glory. To tithe is the next one. Honor the Lord with thy substance and with the first fruits of all thine increase. Accept the trials of your faith. 1 Peter 1:7, that the trial of your faith, being much more precious than of gold that perisheth, though it be tried with fire, might be found unto praise and honor and glory at the appearing of Jesus Christ. I think that verse is saying, if we have accept the trials of our faith, the acceptance of the trials of our faith bring God praise, honor, and glory. Having mercy on the poor. He that oppresseth the poor reproacheth his maker, but he that honoreth him hath mercy on the poor. So if we oppress the poor, we dishonor God. If we have mercy on the poor, we honor him. Offering praise glorifieth God. Glorifies God. Whoso offereth praise glorifieth me, and to him that ordereth his conversation aright, I will show the salvation of God. Worshipping God. All nations whom thou hast made shall come and worship before thee, O Lord, and shall glorify thy name. And then there was an interesting verse to me. You probably could draw some other things out of it. I put it under the title of Enjoy Nature. This verse is found in Isaiah chapter 24, verse 15. Wherefore, glorify ye the Lord in the fires, even the name of the Lord God of Israel in the isles of the sea. And looking in the context and looking up some of those words, it doesn't appear to me it's talking about the trials of our faith, the fires. It just seems like it's talking about regular fire and then the isles of the sea. So I think when we stop and enjoy the creation of God, it causes something to rise within us that brings God glory. The next point, and if you will, please turn with me to Haggai chapter 1, verses 1 through 10. Haggai chapter 1, verses 1 through 10. The next point is, be active in kingdom work. Being active in kingdom work brings God glory. In the second year of Darius the king, in the sixth month, in the first day of the month, came the word of the Lord by Haggai the prophet, unto Zerubbabel, the son of Shealtiel, governor of Judah, and to Joshua, the son of Josedech, the high priest, saying, thus speaketh the Lord of hosts, saying, this people say, the time is not come, the time that the Lord's house should be built. Then came the word of the Lord by Haggai the prophet, saying, is it time for you, O ye that dwell in your sealed houses, and this house layeth waste? Now therefore, thus saith the Lord of hosts, consider your ways. Ye have sown much and bring in little. Ye eat, but ye have not enough. Ye drink, but ye are not filled with drink. Ye clothe you, but there is none warm. And he that earneth wages to put it into a bag with holes. Thus saith the Lord of hosts, consider your ways. Go up to the mountain and bring wood and build a house, and I will take pleasure in it, and I will be glorified, saith the Lord. Ye looked for much, and lo, it came to little. And when you brought it home, I did blow upon it. Why, saith the Lord of hosts? Because of mine house that is waste, and ye want every man unto his own house. Therefore the heaven over you is stayed from dew, and the earth is stayed from her fruit. In that passage, I get the picture that God is saying, here specifically, he was saying, build my house. Build the house for me to come dwell in. Well, we know today that God doesn't want a physical temple to be built for him to dwell in. I believe he's saying, build my kingdom, do the work of my kingdom, and it bring me glory. Do the work of my kingdom, and it bring me honor. Be active in the kingdom work of God. That brings God honor. It esteems him, it shows him, and it shows others that you put value upon him. The last point under this heading is, live your life for God, not for self. Live your life for God, not for self. Isaiah 43:21-24. This people have I formed for myself. They shall show forth my praise. But thou hast not called upon me, O Jacob. But thou hast been weary of me, O Israel. Thou hast not brought me the small cattle of thy burnt offerings, neither hast thou honored me with thy sacrifices. I have not caused thee to serve with an offering, nor wearied thee with incense. Thou hast bought me no sweet cane with money, neither hast thou filled me with the fat of thy sacrifices. But thou hast made me to serve with thy sins. Thou hast wearied me with thine iniquities. Seems like they're living selfish lives. They weren't bringing God the offerings that God wanted them to bring to him. We know we don't bring physical offerings to God today, but the Bible is full of offerings we are to bring to God. We to present our bodies a living sacrifice to God. We are to live our lives for God and not just self, and that brings him glory, that lifts him up to a high place, to his rightful place. Psalms 145:1-10. Psalms 145:1-10 says, I will extol thee, my God, O King. I will bless thy name forever and ever. Every day will I bless thee, and I will praise thy name forever and ever. Great is the Lord, and greatly to be praised, and his greatness is unsearchable. One generation shall praise thy works to another, and shall declare thy mighty acts. I will speak of the glorious honor of thy majesty, and of thy wondrous works. And men shall speak of the might of thy terrible acts, and I will declare thy greatness. They shall abundantly utter the memory of thy great goodness, and shall sing of thy righteousness. The Lord is gracious and full of compassion, slow to anger and of great mercy. The Lord is good to all, and his tender mercies are over all his works. All thy works shall praise thee, O Lord, and thy saints shall bless thee. Is that what my life is doing this morning? Am I honoring my spiritual king this morning? Oh, may my life be to thy praise, O Father. In all I do, may thou be magnified. Thou chosest me before the world's foundation, thine own to be, that thou be glorified. To glorify thee, this is my plea. Work out thy purpose, thy plan for me. A yielded vessel, thine own to be, thy praise and glory to live for thee. May God richly bless each one of you as you seek to honor your King.